Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angelina Jolie's striking good looks have been a mixed blessing. Despite her undoubted talent, two Oscar nominations, one win for Girl Interrupted, she or her handlers prefer she play glamorous roles in films like Alexander the Great, Salt, and the Lara Croft films, which first saw her try out her unreliable British accent.
Well, well. I shall bestow a gift on the child.
And then came Maleficent, which reimagined the evil fairy of Disney's Sleeping Beauty as some sort of feminist anti-heroine. The rebooted story made very little sense. She was apparently a good fairy at the start, despite her evil-doing name, but it was still a massive hit. And now she's back in Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
I remember the story of an evil witch. When I look out my window, and the princess she cursed to sleep forever.
Now, don't be confused. Maleficent herself isn't evil here, despite the horns and the regular temper tantrums. No, the real evildoer only appears when Maleficent's goddaughter, Princess Aurora, decides, 5 years after being woken up, to marry her handsome Prince Philip.
5 years ago, I thought I lost you forever. There is no curse that could ever tear me away from you. Will you marry me?
Yes!
Aurora invites her godmother to visit Philip's parents. There's a forgettable king, most of the male characters are strictly minor figures, and the actual Mistress of Evil, Queen Ingrid, played with all the stops out by another Hollywood beauty, Michelle Pfeiffer.
You have done an admirable job going against your own nature to raise this child. But now she will finally get the love of a real mother.
It seems to be a fight for the soul of Princess Aurora, Elle Fanning. And it goes without saying, Maleficent isn't going to quit without a fight. But there's a bit more to the story than simply squabbling in-laws.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat. Well, do you? Do I what? Know better.
There are two kingdoms next to each other. The world of humans, ruled by Queen Ingrid and King What's-His-Name, and the Moor, the heavily art-directed world of fairies, ruled by Aurora and Maleficent. And the Mistress of Evil, Ingrid, has designs on all that magic.
What do you mean, my kind?
She means humans.
There are fairies missing from the moors.
What I'm missing is some wine.
Stolen by human poachers.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Someone gave the order.
The original Maleficent was clearly intended to be a feminist reimagining of the old-fashioned wicked witch fairy tale cliches. The writer was Disney stalwart Linda Wolverton, who wrote the original Lion King and Beauty and the Beast. But she also wrote the rather less coherent Johnny Depp Alice in Wonderland, and she seems to have used that pen for this script.
Tonight, I consider Aurora my own.
There is no union. There will be no wedding.
Having set up the rivalry between Maleficent and Ingrid, there seems nowhere to go with this story but bigger. The sets get bigger, the warring armies, almost entirely digital, number in the thousands, and the body count gets far higher than you'd expect in a fairy story.
What have you done?
We go home now. Aurora!
Maleficent is a threat to everyone. We'll do our best to protect you.
Fortunately, the casualties are nobody we know. Hardly any speaking parts were harmed in the making of Maleficent Mistress of Evil, though after a while some of us start crying out for a few more speaking parts in general. What support characters there are limited to a wacky raven turned human, three good fairies mostly special affected out of the picture, and the late arrival of Chiwetel Ejiofor with nothing much to do.
There was another creature.
You've spent years caring for a human. Now it's time to care for your own.
I say some of us were complaining. The actual target audience of teenage girls seemed to have a lovely time, and judging by their conversations afterwards, they must have seen a totally different movie from my one.
Well, well. One can never be too careful.
My own disappointment largely stemmed from the fact that I've always rather liked Angelina Jolie, particularly in lighter material than they usually give her. Why so serious, Ange?
Philip asked me to marry him.
No.
I wasn't really asking.
Nor was I. Love doesn't always end well, Beastie.
Trust me. Let us prove you wrong.
But glowering and suffering, often in an alleged British accent, seem to be the only scripts her managers will allow her to look at, and I suppose beggars can't be choosers. When you're typecast as a mistress of evil, you take what they give you.
Godmother!
This isn't you. You do not know me.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.